DOJ subpoenas JP Morgan, BofA, and Wells Fargo over debanking. The U.S. Department of Justice has issued subpoenas to JP Morgan, Bank of America, and Wells Fargo as part of an investigation into whether the banks closed customer accounts for political reasons, according to a Reuters report surfaced by Cointelegraph on June 11, 2026. The three institutions are among the largest deposit takers in the country, and the demand for records moves a long-running political complaint about debanking into a formal legal process. The subpoenas ask the banks to produce documents tied to account closures. That detail matters because debanking disputes usually stall on the question of motive. Banks routinely close accounts and rarely explain why, citing risk policies and reporting rules that bar them from disclosing the reason. A subpoena compels the underlying records, which is the first step toward establishing whether decisions tracked political affiliation rather than ordinary compliance triggers. The grievance crypto has carried for years. Debanking is not an abstract issue for this industry. Crypto firms, founders, and even ordinary holders have described losing bank access with no stated cause, a pattern critics labeled Operation Chokepoint 2.0, after the earlier program that pressured banks away from certain legal but disfavored businesses. Exchange operators have testified about accounts frozen mid-operation. Individual builders have reported personal accounts shuttered after their employer was identified as a crypto company. The through line is the same one the DOJ is now probing: an account closed without explanation, and a customer left to guess whether the trigger was their politics, their industry, or a genuine compliance flag. Pulling bank records into a federal investigation is the mechanism that could finally separate those explanations. Account access sits underneath everything in payments. Account access sits underneath everything in payments. A merchant who cannot keep a bank account cannot accept card settlements. A startup that loses its operating account cannot make payroll. Much of the early demand for spending straight from a self-custodial wallet and for stablecoin-denominated rails grew directly out of this fragility. If a bank can sever the relationship without notice, holding value and spending it through channels a single institution cannot switch off becomes a practical hedge, not an ideological one. That hedge has limits worth stating plainly. Most crypto cards still settle into the Visa and MasterCard networks and rely on a banking partner somewhere in the chain, so they are not immune to the same pressures one layer up. Self-custody removes counterparty risk on the balance itself, but the fiat off-ramp at the point of sale still touches the regulated banking system. The DOJ inquiry, if it forces more transparency into why accounts get closed, would affect both traditional customers and the crypto businesses that depend on those same banking partners to function. A U.S. regulatory picture that keeps shifting the subpoenas land in an already crowded year for U.S. financial rulemaking. New York has moved on its first formal stablecoin framework. The House Ways and Means Committee released a batch of crypto tax bills, and market structure legislation has spent months working through the Senate. Debanking has been a recurring talking point across those debates, often raised by lawmakers who argue that crypto users were denied banking on political or sectoral grounds. A DOJ investigation carries different weight than a hearing. Testimony produces statements. Subpoenas produce evidence. Banks now have to decide what to hand over, and that record could shape how regulators treat account closure practices well beyond the crypto context. JP Morgan, Bank of America, and Wells Fargo have not, as of this writing, detailed publicly what the subpoenas cover or how they intend to respond. The Reuters report is the basis for what is known so far, and the scope of the investigation may widen or narrow as the banks produce records. For U.S.-based crypto users and businesses watching the domestic regulatory environment, the signal is that the debanking question is no longer just a political talking point. It is now a matter of compelled documents,